The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Never thought about tomorrow.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition. A fine host in his own regard, Rick Smith, joining me soon to sort of update the Pennsylvania primary race and the gubernatorial race, at least the GOP nominee, a troubling sort, at least if, you know, you live in the real world, because this guy does not. I'm going to try it again. Greg Sargent's headline at the Washington Post, say it clearly, Republicans just nominated a pro-Trump insurrectionist. Now, here in the state of Wisconsin, they're going to have the same problem. And, you know, I can't wait to get the popcorn and the beer and just watch it all kind of lay out for us. Starting this weekend at the GOP convention in Middleton. But here's what Greg Sargent says. For the love of democracy, please stop using the phrase election denier. Now that Doug Mastriano, I'll have to ask Rick Smith how to say his name. You know, because he's soon to be the defeated nominee, but right now he's a current and active candidate. Now that Doug Mastriano has won the GOP nomination for governor in Pennsylvania, countless news accounts are describing him with that phrase, you know, the old election denier. That is meant to convey the idea that Mastriano won't accept Donald Trump's 2020 presidential re-election lost. That's true, but it's insufficient. Let's state this plainly. Pennsylvania Republicans just nominated a full-blown insurrectionist who intends to use the power of the office to ensure that, as long as he's the governor, no Democratic presidential candidate wins his state again. Mastriano's victory also highlights another story that's bigger than this one contest. The role of Christian nationalism in fueling the growing insurrectionist streak on the right. The Nexus underscores the danger this movement possesses in a way that also demands more clarity about the worldview of candidates like Mastriano or something of that sort. After Mastriano prevailed by double digits on Tuesday night, news accounts noted Mastriano's key role in trying to overturn Trump's loss. He helped the bus Trump supporters. I mean, he rented the bus Trump supporters and attended the rally on January 6, 2021. As a state senator, he argued for the invalidation of Joe Biden's electors, and he continued falsely claiming election fraud ever since. In light of these facts, the story everywhere is, air quotes, election denier won nomination, or in another iteration, election conspiracist won. But Mastriano is not just an election denier or an election conspiracist. These phrases create the impression that Mastriano is merely delusional in some backward-looking sense. The suggestion that he is obsessing over the already settled matters that won't be reopened, or that he actually believes the election was stolen and can't let go of that myth out of personal loyalty to Trump. The situation is worse than this. Mastriano may be delusional or given to conspiracy theorizing, but this is largely beside the point. What's important is that Mastriano is making a statement about his forward-looking intentions as governor. Mastriano is running on what is functionally an open vow to use the power of the governor's office to nullify future election losses, even if they're procedurally legitimate, and even if he knows this to be the case. Now, I think the Republican frontrunner right here in the state of Wisconsin, let's call her Becky Clayfish, she was asked, you know, will you certify the outcome of the next election in the state of Wisconsin? No promises. No promises. this becomes unavoidable. Let's jump back in here. Mastriano is running on what is functionally an open vow to use the power of the governor's office to nullify future election losses, even if they're procedurally legitimate, and even if he knows this to be the case. This becomes unavoidable once you look closely at Mastriano's own conduct, and his Christian nationalist sympathies underscore the point. When Mastriano tried to help Trump in 2020, he adopted the radical argument that the Pennsylvania legislature had the sole authority to reappoint new electors for Trump because Biden's win was compromised, in his words. Mastriano's claim was of a compromised Biden win, of course, wasn't tethered to actual facts. But here's the crucial point. It didn't have to be. The aim of overturning the election was itself such a righteous goal that the creation of a pretext for accompanying it was justified on that basis. Whether Mastriano believed that the widespread fraud happened doesn't matter. Either way, the creation of a pretext itself becomes a righteous act. And as governor, Mastriano could likely handpick a Secretary of State who would resist certifying a razor-thin, legitimate Democrat victory. And Mastriano could likely try to certify sham electors for Trump or another GOP candidate. The 2024 election in Pennsylvania might not be close. Either the Republican or the Democrat could win easily. Alternatively, such an effort by Mastriano might fail. Let's be clear, he's telegraphing a willingness to attempt such a thing, and that he'd be likely to see it as a righteous act as well, even if there's little actual voter fraud, and even if he knows this. This may seem like a leap, but to experts in Christian nationalism, it makes perfect sense. Sarah Posner, a scholar for the religious right, has extensively demonstrated that Mastriano's efforts for Trump were infused with Christian nationalist fever, and which holds that Trump was installed in the White House by God as a restorer of America's white Christian heritage. I'm going to jump down to the conclusion here. In this telling, liberal democratic proceduralism is inherently non-binding. Even procedurally legitimate electoral outcomes can be deemed out of step with God's plan and subject to nullification. Vox's Zach Beauchamp describes these tendencies as American Orbanism. You know, like after Viktor Orban from Hungary, it relies on religiously inspired cultural warring to energize and justify the curtailment or abandonment of democracy. And it should be obvious that phrases like election denialist and election conspiracist don't do justice to what we're really seeing here. Getting it right on what is at stake in places like Pennsylvania is truly urgent. Come back, Rick Smith, host of the Rick Smith Show from Pennsylvania. He's going to bring you up to light about this guy and how to say his name. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.